Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my co-host this week, sitting in for Tom Mainville. He's Bingo Emmons. Bingo, how you doing?
All right. I'm just happy to hear we're number one.
Oh, yeah. Number one. By far, too.
Oh, yeah.
By far. I'm looking for that plaque.
That's a problem. Tom missed a major announcement, though.
He did. And we wouldn't have been number one had he been here.
Yeah.
So that fact that you're here, we are number one.
Oh, yeah. Whenever they want to bring in ratings, they always bring me in.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's that boyish charm that you have. Yep. Hey, man, the show's coming up quick. Nary Show, October 18th, 19th, and 20th. It is the home and remodeling show at State Fair Park, and I'm excited about I'll be there Friday and Saturday, doing my shows there on Saturday, going to be there all day on Friday.
How come you're not going to be there Sunday? I actually know.
Yeah, I know you know, because we had that discussion. Wife and I are celebrating kind of our birthday, and I'm going to take her to Door County. We're going to go to the Packer game. Against the Raiders that Sunday. So talk to Michelle Brown. It was either give you the tickets and let you go, or she said, no, you go ahead. It'll be okay. So looking forward to that.
I can't put better place to celebrate your wedding anniversary than at the Nary Home Improvement Show.
Well, we would if it was, but we're celebrating our birthday, so that's a whole different animal.
Oh, okay.
That's a different animal. October 18th, 19th, and 20th, again, at State Fair Park. Boy, a lot of things to look at, a lot of things to do. Know that when you come in on the 18th or the 19th or the 20th, all three, you know, you can get involved with the Guess the Price game show. We have a number of Nick Kersner's going to be speaking each day. We've got Leroy Butler coming to do a cooking demonstration and sign autographs. And some of the things that on the home solution stage that are really timely, things like avoiding winter plumbing disasters, very important this time of year, obviously.
Oh, yeah. What I'm excited about is the Royal Chimney guys are going to have their pet animals there. Do you ever see them, how they stand perfectly still?
Yeah, well, you know what? I know how they do that, and we'll get to the boys here at Royal Chimney Service. Do you know that it's Fire Prevention Week? You didn't know that, did you? You're okay. Not supposed to be out there starting fires.
I wish you would have told me that this morning.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We'll get to these guys in a minute. You can go to narymilwaukee.org for more information on the Home and Remodeling Show. Again, October 18th, 19th, and 20th, noon to 8 o'clock on the 18th, 10 to 8 p.m. on the 19th, and then 10 to 5 on Sunday, October 20th. And again, by going to that website, you can get all the information. You can find out who's going to be there, what exhibits are going to be there, what Nary home remodelers will be there. And again, this is a really good place to go and gather ideas and some expert advice from true home improvement professionals.
It's important that you come to this show, especially if you want to do something next spring. Because coming to the spring show, sometimes it's a little bit too late. You know,
right.
We were talking earlier, you know, the pre-morning thing. I mean, we're booked out. I mean, if you want something next spring, you need to come to the show. What's also good about this show is I always tell people, come with a list of questions that you have.
Right.
And then talk to the contractors around there, you know, because you get overwhelmed by some of the exhibits that are going on and forget why you even showed up. But you'll get the questions in and ask these people because there's a little more time. It's not the hustle bustle of spring.
Right.
So these people have more time, and the contractors want you to ask them a question. Sometimes you see them just sitting there and you feel like you're going to be bothering them. No, they don't. They really want you to ask them questions.
It's interesting, too, and we talk about it every week on this show, that if you want to have something done spring or summer, now is the time to start looking to do it and at least start gathering advice, gathering information, and start talking to some of the contractors. It's interesting because, you know, I hear people say, look, I'm going to be hosting Christmas this year. And I'm not happy with how my kitchen looks or my bathroom looks. Look, it's 2 months away. You know, it's 3 months away. You got to be, you probably are not going to find a Nary contractor unless it's just kind of a quick update. You want, you know, new cabinet faces, or you want, you know, the cabinets painted, or you want backsplash, something like that they might be able to do. But if you want a full kitchen remodel before Christmas, I just don't think you're going to find.
About it. I mean, a good quality contractor says, yeah, I can start next week. Yeah, think about think about you know, what you're talking about.
Yeah, not great advice. Hey, this week, I'm always excited when Josh Foster gets to come in, and he's just one of the good guys in this business. We're talking to two guys from Royal Chimney Service this week. Josh Foster, who we've met for a couple of different times. Josh, how you been?
Good.
It's good to see you.
You too.
Family's good? Your son got his license?
Yes, he did.
Oof. And you guys live close to me, so I'm not driving for a while.
Yeah, a few blocks away, yeah.
Yeah, he's probably not going to drive for a good 6 months, you think? I'll stay in my house?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like
let
that?
Let him get used to the
who
road a little
him
bit?
How to drive, by the way?
All of us.
Yeah?
Me, his mom, his stepmom.
Yeah. Who do you think taught him to be the most aggressive between you three?
Probably me.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, that's how that works. We're also joined by the general manager at Royal Chimney Service. He's a certified chimney sweep. He's Carter Mankey. Carter, how you been?
Pretty good, Mike. How you doing?
Good. Not bad. Not bad for a Milwaukee Hamilton guy. You surprised me.
Oh.
You're a little nicer than.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. How long have you been at Royal Chimney Service?
Actually, 32 years next month.
Wow. So you've been doing this a long time.
Yeah,
When you started there, Carter, did you know that this was something that that was going to be your career and that you wanted to stay in for as long as you have?
No, believe it or not, it was supposed to be a temporary thing. I was in between jobs at the time, and a friend of mine worked there, and he said, why don't you try this until you find what you're looking for? And as it turns out, I stuck with it and then became the general manager. So I like it.
Yeah.
It a lot.
Well, it's a really good company that you're a general manager for. And when anytime I get a chance to talk to or about Howard, I'm a big fan. So he's done some things for me on a personal side with family members that I just can never thank him enough for some of the things that he has done. And I send a number of clients to you guys.
Yeah.
You know, people call me and say, hey, who would you recommend?
He's clearly the only chimney people we recommend.
Yeah. He is the guy.
Yeah.
You know what? This company is the company. And it's interesting because especially this time of year, you guys, you hear a lot of radio ads. You hear a lot. I see a lot of things. And, you know, we get these direct mail pieces from companies saying, hey, you know, do this. If you bring us in for $29.99, we'll clean.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? And it ends up costing you $600 and that whole bait and switch thing. When you talk about Royal Chimney Service, you know, Carter Mankey, again, he's been there 32 years. How long have you been there?
I've been there 19 years.
19
now.
Years.
Yep.
Well, that says a lot about this company. As we're talking about them, royalchimney.com. They're located in Wauwatosa. Phone number is 414-771-2282. 771-2282. And let me start with you, Josh. This is a really good time of year because it's starting to get cold. People are starting to think about firing up their, you know, getting their fireplace going, and they need to probably think twice before they just go ahead and do that, correct?
Definitely. Especially with the past week we've had where we go from 80s to 50s, you know, then all of a sudden it just clicks in people's mind, you know, oh, well, it's, you know, the season's here to get the fireplace going and everything. So, yeah, right now our busy season really starts picking up.
Hey, Carter, when somebody calls that number that I throw out, and again, either go to royalchimney.com or just Google Royal Chimney, and you'll get to their website. A lot of information on that website about do's and don'ts and things that you should do before you fire up your fireplace for the first time. When somebody calls, if they call today or call Monday and say, hey, look, we think we just need to have somebody come out and take a look at it, what's the timeline for that right now?
Right now with sweepings and inspections, we're out about 2-3 weeks.
Okay. So you still have time before the winter comes.
Oh, definitely. Before it definitely comes. On that. Yeah, absolutely.
What's the time frame, depending, I guess, the size and how many chimneys they have, but when you guys come out to let's just say, and Josh, I'll ask you, a house in our neighborhood, if somebody says, look, I want to have this done, how long does it take for you guys to from start to finish normally?
Well, the initial inspection, you know, would be 2-3 weeks out. We come out, inspect everything, sweep you know, see what kind of repairs are needed at that point. For minor repairs, you know, we're about 8 weeks out now, and
okay.
And that can all change depending on how the weather changes coming into fall and winter.
Sure.
But any major projects, any major masonry projects you need done or repairs, you know, we're looking at spring of 2020 at this point.
Wow. Yep. So that's people have to understand that. And you know what happens? And Carter, I'll address you with this. What happens is, so they go, okay, I'm going to have to wait till spring anyway. And then spring comes and they go, well, I'm not going to use my fireplace now, so I'm going to wait a little bit. And then they get into this routine where now it's a year, and they call you guys and you go, look, we're out till spring, and the problem just gets worse.
Yeah, it sure does. What big thing is, find out what's going on first, and if it's something what we can do this time of year, like liners, we can do year-round if the weather isn't too bad. But if it's something we have to push off, find out, and then that way you can get yourself together as far as your finances. Do you want to finance it, or do you want to just save for it and do it on your own?
Right.
And if you want to, you can lock in the price by putting a small down payment down. And then when spring comes, you're locked in when the price has gone up for everybody else.
Right.
Great way to save money.
So somebody who doesn't have a fireplace but has a chimney, obviously, they still need to call you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, because you're on most houses, you know, the appliances use the chimney flue. So
right.
Whether it be a water heater or a furnace or a boiler furnace, something like that, it all uses that flue. So you still have to have that flue inspected and the chimney inspected.
How often would you recommend somebody get their chimney looked at?
Well, it depends. Like for a fireplace chimney,
yeah.
The National Fire Protection Association recommends having it inspected annually. And then if they find, you know, up to an eighth inch of creosote, you should have it swept at that point. For appliance chimneys, you know, you want to get them also inspected, you know, yearly just to make sure that the flue lining is intact and,
right.
You know, you don't need repairs.
Okay. Is there an average cost to come out and get it inspected, Carter? What are we looking at?
Well, if it's just a strict inspection, that can range anywhere between $129 and $199. If we're doing a full-blown sweep, we have some coupons out there. Even if you don't have them, we'll give them to you. It's around $300 with a full sweep and a full inspection.
So for $300, and as long as there's no issues, then people can feel pretty comfortable about firing up the fireplace or putting on the furnace.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Boy, that's
and they should really have it. They should really have it swept before they have it inspected. I mean, because, you know, they usually you got to clean them first. I mean,
yeah.
You're ready, Carter? Because a lot of times people, their chimneys are so bad. And another thing I was going to talk about, too, is the hidden chimney damage that people don't realize. A hot water heater that's blowing up an old chimney, you know, they get rid of the furnace, put a high-efficiency furnace in. But they have the hot water heater still running up, and it's just dissolving. You ever see, like, the top 3 or 4 feet of a chimney just, like, disintegrating? That's definitely where you need to call them to get a flue liner. There's no other way to fix that besides getting a flue liner.
Be surprised how often that happens.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a big part of your business?
Yeah, they call it the orphan water heater syndrome. Is you had a chimney that was never designed for a fireplace, you know, like my home, exactly. I don't have a fireplace, but there's a furnace and a water heater in there. You get one of those new side vent furnaces. Well, the flue was constructed for two appliances during the winter months. You eliminated one, you got a poor little 3-inch vent going to a huge chimney. The gas condensates and it just starts eating up everything. Or the worst thing, you can end up where it's not drawing like a soda straw when you take your missus down to the drugstore and you ending up with carbon monoxide back into the house. So.
Her, you just showed your age there.
Yeah,
taking your missus to the drugstore at the soda fountain. I remember that. And Bingo might remember, but certainly the young man, Josh Foster, does not remember doing that. last question, we'll get to a break. When they have you guys out, you do the sweep, and then they do the inspection. If they need new liner or something, price-wise, what are you looking at?
Well, it depends on, you know, the material that's needed for the appliances going into the chimney, like, for example, fireplaces, stainless steel. If you have a water heater, in almost every case, we can use aluminum. Saves them a lot of money. Cost-wise, aluminum's roughly, without seeing anything, average install with a simple setup, you're looking around $700. Stainless steel, starting price on there, around $2,500 and up from there.
Oof. Okay. Get it looked at.
Yes.
Right? Get it looked at. We are talking to the guys from Royal Chimney Service. Again, royalchimney.com is their website. Josh Foster, he's a lead mason. Stall crew's been there 18, 19 years, Royal Chimney. And the general manager, sitting in, I guess, for Howard today, he's Carter Mankey. Those are big shoes to fill, pal.
Yeah.
Big shoes to fill.
Well, he's a busy guy, you know, so I got to fill him for him once in a while.
There you go. And my co-host, hey, Bingo Emmons, he's the owner of Creative Construction. Go to callcreativeconstruction.com is their website. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Jim Chimney, Jim Chimney, Jim Chim Cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Jim Chimney, Jim Chimney, Jim Chim Cheroo. Good luck, we're a buff when I shake hands with you.
Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, I just
guys tired of this song.
You know, I'm starting to embrace it at this point.
You got
to. Might as well.
Just embrace it.
I'm just starting to learn. Okay, what was the character's name, Dick Van Dyke? I just learned. I just learned it today.
It's Bart.
No.
Ernie.
No.
What is that?
It's Bert.
I was close. Bart, I thought. Yeah, no, it's Bert. Isn't it Bart? No, it's Bert. Bert. I was close. Hey, Josh Foster. He is. Lead Mason at Royal Chimney, along with Carter Mankey, General Manager, Royal Chimney Service. Yeah, you guys cannot get sick of that song because that kind of is what
it's
you guys are
song,
all about.
Right?
It is
Absolutely.
A theme song. Hey, so Carter, how did you become a certified chimney sweep? How does that work?
Well, in my case, I had hands-on training. I was with one of the certified guys as an apprentice. And then when I felt that I was ready, I went and took the test with the Chimney Safety School.
And so, you passed?
Actually, believe it or not, not the first time.
No,
nope.
You know who's happy about that? Bingo.
Oh,
because,
okay.
You know, he does a lot of the classes at Nary Milwaukee, and they're hard.
Yeah.
It's a difficult thing to do.
Yeah. Yes,
is that most of the setups are only 70% pass. The reason why you do this, so the people that do pass, you feel like you're getting something, isn't it? You just show up automatically, you get a stamp. You know,
yeah, I'd prefer just give me the stamp, man. Here's an apple.
We'll give you an honorary, honorary one.
That's what I need. Hey, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and if we could kind of dig into some of these, that would be great. First question, do those gas inserts and logos, or logs, need annual service? Do you know what I'm talking about, Carter?
Yeah, absolutely. We do both gas logs and gas inserts.
Okay.
Yeah, they do require yearly service. You want to burn, clean, like the furnace. You want to clean the burner, the igniter and all that, make sure everything is venting properly. A lot of them do come with batteries, too, that need to be changed regularly. So we do all of that, tune it up really nice so that it's working at peak efficiency, because if it's burning too rich, it blows a lot of black and, clouds up the glass on the insert. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, every year should be taken
care
of.
They call that orange flame technology now?
Exactly.
Is that what you guys are calling it?
Man, look at Bingo.
He's
a good
coach.
Tom Mainville would not have known that.
Right.
So it's all the good you're sitting
there. Oh, yeah,
I
got another question because I do a lot of stuff with home inspectors and stuff. What about these ventless?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, in the state of Wisconsin, in most homes, it's actually not up to code to burn a ventless one in your home.
That's the weird part. These box stores sell them, and they're illegal.
Like fireworks. You can buy the fireworks, but no, you can't use them. Yeah. But I know it's rather silly, I think.
The reason why I know them, because I'm a plaster guy.
Oh, right? Yeah, there you go.
So we get to cover up the hole where they used to be.
Exactly. I'm not a big fan of them myself, though, because you're pouring tons of exhaust fumes into the home, and the burner technology is not the same. I know people say, well, I got my gas stove. Yeah, but you're dealing with a different kind of flame. So I prefer getting the exhaust up and out of the house.
Yeah, I think that's important. Another question for you. When
you'll sleep better at night, though.
You betcha.
Well, be careful with that. When you're looking to hire a chimney sweep, is there something that you would recommend to the listeners that they look for when they're hiring a chimney sweep?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, you want to make sure that the person coming to your home is CSIA certified, not just whoever answers the phone or the guy who owns the company or gal. And you want to make sure that they are certified. You want also preferable if they are a Nary member. That way, heaven forbid there's ever a problem, Nary does work with you. But The main thing is that the person performing the operation is CSIA certified, Chimney Safety Institute of America.
Yeah, I think that obviously that, and when Howard's in here, he really drives that point home. Just because this time of year, there's a lot of flash and pan companies, Josh, that come in from outside of this area, and they start sending, like I said, direct mail pieces. They buy some advertising on a station like mine, and these are guys that are not, they're coming in for a 2-month gig.
Definitely.
And they're going to come in and they're going to it's that whole bait and switch. It's we'll do the inspection for $49.99 and we'll look at everything when they're really not doing that. They're coming in just to see if they can't make a profit from the people here in Southeast Wisconsin.
Right, and that's why it's also really important to look for someone local, someone in the area that's been here, you know, years in service. You know that they're established in the area that. If there is a problem, they can always come back. You know, they're not. You're not going to call them up and get a, oh, this number's been disconnected.
Right.
Like,
yeah, you guys aren't going anywhere,
right? We hear that a lot.
Right?
No.
Yeah, Carter, you're not going anywhere?
No.
No.
Not for a long time.
It's really important what you brought up before about being a NARI member. They are NARI members. And, you know, if you do have a problem with any NARI contractor, there is a way.
Right.
You can talk to them. Most of the problems are usually not bad workers. It's usually somebody miscommunicated something. Said, oh, I thought you were doing this, and you said you did this, and... You know, that's usually what the problem
is. Well, and you know the cool part when you if you have to do that, you can go to the NARI office and then walk downstairs and talk to the boys.
That's what I'm saying. If you call the NARI office, they don't have far to go to find them.
No, yep. They're just right downstairs.
Right downstairs.
Right?
Yep.
Right
on the lower level. You bet.
So if there's any issues, you could get two birds with one stone. Go see Howard. Go see Carter. Go see Josh. And if you got to go up and see the NARI people, do that as well. Josh Foster, again, he's a lead mason. Yeah, as the lead mason for them, your install crew, do you have your own crew?
Yes. Yeah, it's me and my partner.
Right. And yep. So what, as the lead mason, your job on a daily basis, what are you doing? What are you out there doing?
He just walks in front of the other guy. That's the lead.
You're just telling the other guy what to do. Yeah. Is that it? Yeah.
It's a wide range of things. You know, I could be installing a liner for a fireplace, a liner for a furnace, doing tuck pointing, doing a complete tear down and rebuild.
So does it work where you know, we call that number, it's 771-2282. We call that number 414-771-2282, and all we want is an inspection. I don't get you for that.
No, I'm strictly on the repair crew. So you would, for an inspection, you would get Carter or one of our other three inspectors.
Okay, so Carter, are you going out to places every day?
Yes, I am.
So that's... So as the general manager there, you're still out in the field.
Yeah, I'm a hands-on man by us, not the manager just stands around yelling at everybody. No, actually I go out daily, do inspections and estimates every day.
Approximately how many can you get done in a day?
On an average, we do about four a day for myself on
okay.
my truck.
So you're figuring, and it's you and another guy?
No, just me.
Just you?
Just me.
So you go out, so about 2 hours for an inspection then?
Hour, at any rate, 1 to 2 hours.
Okay.
Depending on the house.
And when you go in to do the inspection, can you walk me through that process?
Well, sure. First thing, you know, communicate with the customer, you know, what their concerns are with the chimney. Then what we do is, you know, set up materials so we don't get the house dirty. Even an inspection, sometimes it can be. Take a look at the firebox, the flue. If it's more of an advanced inspection, I might run a chim scan camera up the flue, check the conditions.
Chim scan?
Yeah, chim scan is a camera, kind of similar like the plumbers use when they're checking the underground sewer system. It's designed to look up the flue. You can check the condition, cracks and holes and such. And also take a look at the furnace flue right away if they have both. You know, most people that call us, usually they're calling about the fireplace, but some people do call about the furnace chimneys. I had a lot of those in this past week.
Because I know that works. I just heard chim scam. I was like, because I know it's really cool because, I mean, I use them and even at our own house. And they go through it and they don't just clean your chimney. Okay, we're out of here and just, fix some obvious bricks. Hey, look at this. We found this way up in there. You know, then you send somebody like Josh to go up there and fix it. But
right.
they take care of it for you.
So when you do yours, Carter, do you also inspect the outside of the chimney?
Yeah, we take a look at the outside. If it is safe to get up there, some houses, you almost need a helicopter to get up there. In that case, I do carry a pair of high-powered spy glasses, as I like to call them. But otherwise, we get up there, take a look at things, take pictures, present that to the customer, and 99% of the time, give them an estimate on the spot before we leave.
Excellent. Well, that look, I think if especially this time of year, and again, first segment, you said you guys are how many weeks out?
Sweeping's about 2 to 3 weeks out. Small repairs about 8 weeks out. Large masonry repairs spring of next year.
Spring of next year.
Yeah.
So, look, you want to stay away from those large ones. So do the inspection, right? Do the sweep and then the inspection, and then just get a feel for if there is an issue. If people that haven't had it done in a while but don't feel like there's any issues with it, or not seeing anything, not smelling anything, not hearing anything, and feel like, okay, I think I'm probably good again for another year, what would you say to those guys?
Well, actually, one of our other sweeps said this many years ago. You're running an exhaust pipe up the center of your house. You may not notice anything right away, but it might be that one time in the middle of the night you're smelling what's, you know, the fire was put out a long time ago and you're smelling something burning because some heat transferred over to the structure or something like that. Or, I'm not trying to be a scaremonger, you know, you could end up with CO2 in the house. So, you know, the thing is, you can't always see it, you can't always smell it. It's a great safety thing. Just have it checked out, because isn't it like an exhaust pipe on your car? Have it thoroughly checked.
I agree with that. He is Carter Mankey. Again, he is with Royal Chimney Service. If you have any questions that you have for these guys, call them on Monday. Go to their website, royalchimney.com. Before we get to a break, real quick, I want to promote an event that's going on, because I know the NARI members that are listening to this show always, boy, they're such giving people that they love to give back and get involved with stuff like this. But today from 3 to 10 at Nixon Park out in Heartland, the Lake Country Chiefs Junior Football Program, these are guys been on my youth sports show, they're doing an event for a young girl named Emma. She's an 8-year-old Heartland second grader. She's got a very rare brain tumor that there is no cure. And this little girl is just darling. And they are going to be raising money for the family, again, 3 to 10 today out at Nixon Park in Heartland. And I'm getting involved a little bit because I know some of the guys over there. We're going to talk to them during my high school show. But I thought, let me just talk about this. This is a family of five juggling a lot of medical appointments and treatments for Emma. And they're going to be raising money for her today. And you can go on their Facebook page. It's Emma. Her Facebook page is Emma Loves Dogs 7. Emma Loves Dogs 7. And this event today from 3 to 10 at Nixon Park, would highly recommend taking a look at, maybe heading out there and donating some money, having a soda or a beer. There's going to be some live music. You can dance with some people out there and get a chance to meet Emma and her family. And I'm going to be talking about this event on all of the shows I'm doing today. Again, 3 to 10 today at Nixon Park out in Heartland. Let's get involved with Team Emma and see if we can help them out a little bit. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Bingo Emmons. He's my co-host this week from Creative Construction of Wisconsin, our special in-studio guest. Two guys from Royal Chimney Service. You can go to royalchimney.com for any information on this company. Josh Foster, he's a lead mason there. And Carter Mankey, he's the general manager. Hey, Carter, let me ask you this question. We had talked during the break that gas inserts are extremely popular nowadays. You said they're selling like hotcakes. Your thought on those?
Oh, they're fantastic. For a couple of reasons. Everybody knows, or most people know, when you open a fireplace and you're having a fire, you're sending 700 cubic feet of air up your flue every minute.
You say everybody knows this?
Well,
everybody does not know.
Everybody
this.
Yeah, you
I
hang
suppose
out.
That is true.
Carter,
is true.
Everybody you
they
hang
should
out
know.
With.
They should know that. With a gas insert, like the new furnaces, they use 100% outside air. No more air is going up your flue. You get the radiant heat through the glass. And also, most of them have a built-in blower. So like a furnace, they draw in the air from the room, heat it up, throw it right back at you. And they're remote controlled. How much easier it is than that. No more ashes, no more soot, no more wood with the bugs in it to worry about, and the missus can have a fire if she wants to if there's nobody around.
I'm almost afraid to ask who you hang out with on a daily basis. If you think everybody knows what you just said, because trust me, maybe your group, maybe the guys you run with, but not Bingo, and not most people that are listening. So thank you for that information. Josh, a couple of questions for you. What's the difference between tuck pointing and rebuilding of a chimney?
So tuck pointing is removing the mortar in between the brick. So tuck pointing is applicable for when the brick aren't damaged. So your structure is pretty solid, but you have some mortar joints that are starting to wear out or fall out or crack. You know, we can grind those out and fill new mortar between the brick and keep everything structurally sound, as opposed to, and we get calls all the time, oh, I think I need a little bit of tuck pointing. We get out there and all the brick faces are popping off and the chimney's falling apart. It's not structurally sound. So when the brick are actually damaged and the chimney itself is not structurally sound, at that point it needs to be took down to, usually the sound structure point is right below the roof.
Okay.
Just because above the roof, that's just taking the brunt of all the weather. So we take it down until we get to a sound structure and then build back up from there.
So people are hoping that they need tuck pointing.
They're hoping they need tuck pointing. Yeah. And a lot of times we get out there and, it's a little farther gone than that.
Hey, how much do you repair water leaks around the chimney? Is that a big part of what you do?
Oh, that's a huge part, especially this year. And as everybody knows, past few weeks with all the rain we've been getting, putting new flashings on. You know, we usually will give people options. If the flashing looks worn or it's dated, you know, we can try resealing it. But we've pushed more towards replacing the flashings, because what we find a lot of times is, you know, every roofing company or a lot of roofers, they all do flashings different. And especially when we're dealing with homes that are 50 to 100 years old, you know, they had different standards back then.
Sure.
So a lot of times we like to just rip up the old flashing, put a nice ice and water shield base going from the chimney to the roof, and put new shingles and new metal
on.
So,
again, because not everybody hangs out with Carter and knows all this stuff, can you explain what the flashing is?
The flashing, if you look at your chimney, I'll call it the skirt of the chimney, where the chimney goes through the roof, you'll see that little metal skirt. It's usually anywhere between a foot to a foot and a half high. So that's the flashing area. It's what closes the space between the roof and the chimney, because there always should be an airspace there.
When you do an inspection and you have Carter come out, does he find that the flashing is an issue, or does the homeowner normally know that there's an issue?
It could be either or. Sometimes customers will call knowing that they have a water leak, and you know, they'll come out, Carter will go out, look at the flashing, look at the condition of the chimney. Sometimes if a chimney's not exposed to where a customer can see it on a regular basis, or, you know, if you have one of those attics where you have to pull the ladder down or pull the steps down, you know, a lot of customers don't get up in those attics a lot, so they don't see the water staining on the chimney or the water staining on the wood. So sometimes they don't even know they have a leak until we get out there and inspect it. And say, you know, you might want to take care of that before that moisture makes it down to the ceiling.
You think they're not calling you guys first normally, right? They're calling a roofing contractor.
Oh, I'll tell you, a lot of times they call me first and say, I got plaster coming down by the
ground.
Oh,
there you go.
The chimney.
They call Bingo.
They say, oh, look, I got a little bit of plaster coming down over here. And I'm like, well, you got to fix the chimney. And he's like, no, I call a roofer. He said, it's all good. Okay, there's a whole saddle back there, you know. I mean,
so that's when they get to you guys.
Yeah. You have to fix the water leak first, but they'll call me and say, there's a spot falling down in the kitchen. Same thing.
Right.
You know, you got a plumbing leak.
Or we get calls, you know, where they'll have a roofer out cause they're noticing, some spot staining on a ceiling somewhere. And then the roofer will come out and look at it and say, well, it's actually leaking from the chimney. It's just hitting a rafter or joist and making its way and actually leaking somewhere else.
Right. So that's when they call you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of times, people don't realize a lot of times it's the chimney, but they think, oh, it's the roof. It's something else.
Right.
So they call it other people first.
So, Carter, sometimes you're the second or third call on their list.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, but they're finally getting to the right guy, right?
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
They're finally getting to you. Yep. Let me ask you, Carter, what's the most common questions that homeowners ask you about their fireplace and some of the things that they need to have done? Are there common questions that you get all the time?
Well, the two most common that I run across is, the first one is people are saying, I'm having a problem where I'm getting smoke in the house. Okay, and then, of course, it leads to, well, is it smoke in the room you're burning or is it in another room? One of the other questions they ask me is, how do I get more heat out of the fireplace? It seems that every time I turn it on, the house gets colder and I'm expecting it to get warmer. So those are the most common things.
What's the answer to that one?
Well, I try to find out, what are they looking for? I mean, do they want a little bit of heat? Do they want a lot of heat? For example, if they're looking for a lot of heat, we have wood-burning inserts. We have gas-burning inserts. If they like the open look of a fireplace, there are things you can do. Believe it or not, having the right grate can make all the difference in the world by getting a lot of heat out of the fireplace. And actually, it'll burn better, and you'll get less smoke in the house.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been yelled at by these guys already. Don't just burn a whole bunch of 2x4s. I think it makes a hotter fire.
Yeah. I would know that.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, burn real-life firewood. Don't burn lumber scraps.
Is there a better kind of wood to burn?
Well, a lot of wood is, I mean, there's tremendous volumes of wood that can be burned. The main thing is that it's seasoned well. And if you're buying wood, you want to get it from a reputable dealer. Like in our case, we recommend Wisconsin Firewood because they guarantee their wood. But otherwise, if you're cutting it down yourself, it should be split properly, kept in a dry location with a top cover, and it should be left to dry for at least 12 months.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. A couple of years ago, we had a wood shortage. Mm-hmm. And Howard was in here, and he said, look, if that happens again, make sure you get the correct wood and get it, you know, early, because you don't want to have that happen. And I think last year we were much better as far as having enough wood. But, boy, there was a year that Howard was sitting where you're sitting, Carter, and he said, you know, people are calling me. What do I can't tell them what to do. There's just no wood around right at this point. Hey, you had talked a little bit earlier about popular options to consider for cracked flue liners and the different costs from aluminum to stainless steel. Is that the customer's choice?
Well, we offer choices to them and let them make the call. We have stainless steel is probably the most popular, comes with a lifetime warranty. Some cases, we have a product called Heat Shield that's a surfactory type masonry liner that is pressed into place into the flue. Not every chimney is a candidate for that, but it's a less expensive option. But got to keep in mind, that's got to be done during warmer weather. It's got to be at least like in the 50s or better for it to properly set up. But it is a cheaper alternative in some cases.
Boys, this is good stuff. I got to be honest. And what a perfect time. Next week is Fire Prevention Week, and you're going to really want to take a look at and think about having these guys out to do that inspection, do the chimney sweep first and then the inspection to make sure that you're good to go for the summer. They're 2 to 3 weeks out or so. You can call them at 414-771-2282. He's Carter Mankey. He's the general manager at Royal Chimney Service. And Josh Foster, he's the lead mason. Your hope is that you don't have to meet Josh. Josh is a nice guy. He's a nice young man. But you want to meet Carter and have Carter go, look, I'll see you guys next year. That's what you're hoping for. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin, our two special in-studio guests. Carter Mankey is a general manager for Royal Chimney Service, alongside Josh Foster. He's a lead mason for Royal Chimney Service as well. During the break...
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah, you go ahead with that one.
I mean, you know, if you don't have your chimney clean, and then that will happen, you'll have a chimney fire. So do you guys go to places after a chimney fire, and how do you fix that?
Well, we do. Be surprised how many people have actually had small chimney fires and didn't even know it. When we scan the flue, you can tell by the style of the damage in the flue. But For the big ones, yeah, we do go out, and the insurance company wants a thorough checkup of the condition of the chimney. In most cases, we're usually doing a new stainless steel liner. I know sometimes a smoke tight, repairing the smoke chamber. But the main thing the insurance company wants to know before anything goes forward is a complete condition inside and out that this is not going to happen again. So they don't get any, you know, house damage, and hopefully they didn't get too much, if any.
I'm surprised that we just said that. A lot of people have chimney fires and don't even know it.
Yeah, it does happen more often, and it really surprised me.
I was actually just on a job a few weeks ago where I was out there to install a liner and realized that there were areas in the flue that had actually had a fire. You can tell by the condition of the creosote. The creosote gets, you know, real puffed out and all the moisture's taken out of it. So, I mean, there's signs that show that there was a chimney fire in there, and the people didn't know it beforehand. But unless it's a big chimney fire, you know, if it's a small chimney fire, it won't damage the flue every time. It just depends on how aggressive that fire has gotten in there. So if there's no damage, you know, the flue actually did its job at that point by containing that fire.
Hey, Carter, the powders and logs that I see advertised all over the place, and they're starting to really get advertised now to eliminate creosote, do those work?
Well, there's a lot of history on those things. I mean, there's been products out there.
That already answers your question.
Yeah, since, you know, time began. I always delegate it to down, like, for example, you know, they got all these rinses out there to put in your mouth. You got to get a brush in there once in a while.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what the dentist would tell you. In a fireplace, they might help a little bit as far as keeping the soot dry. There are none, to my knowledge, that'll actually remove it. And even if there were, you cannot check the condition by just, you know, throwing a log in the fire or some powder.
Right.
So get it checked out by a CSIA certified sweep. If it's masonry, have it scanned.
A NARI member certified.
Yes, NARI member. Absolutely.
Well, you know what? Just go to royalchimney.com. That's the easiest
way to do this. Yeah, or call the NARI. Either or. They'll steer you in the right direction.
Royalchimney.com. That's, Carter, that's what we're telling people.
Yeah.
That's their only option. Royalchimney.com.
We're the only chimney company.
The only real chimney company. Hey, Josh.
They'll be at the show. You can ask a lot of questions there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. What effect, Josh, are you seeing from this past summer? We talked about the rain. That's the big thing right now, right? The water?
Yeah, water leaks are, and in a rainy season, water leaks become the foremost issue we deal with. I can remember back in, I want to say it was 2008, was an extremely rainy year, and we were just jam-packed with flashing work that entire year. So the rainier the season, the more water leaks we're going to see.
Hey, are there any new trends going on in your business, Carter, that we should know about, or is it pretty basic, same old?
Well, the biggest trends that we're running across, I know Josh would confer, is putting in a gas or wood-burning insert to make the fireplace more efficient. As a matter of fact, I was helping him yesterday putting one in, a gas one, because people are getting tired of lugging wood, and they like the convenience of turning it on, getting a lot of heat, and with remote control, turning it off. Even the wood ones, they give you a lot more heat, they're a lot safer, and you need as much wood to have a really nice fire, so you're actually saving on fuel costs.
Well, you like saving money, that's for sure,
definitely.
Right? Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting that you guys are certainly really busy at this point, and I think that people that are interested in, especially if they've got a fireplace. Look, we don't have a fireplace. We have a furnace and a water heater that utilizes the chimney. We need to have you guys come out. So we'll talk about setting that appointment up. Carter, you and I, we're best friends now. So I can probably have you. Just don't bring all your other buddies that know all the stuff you just talked about that nobody else does. Yeah, when you said everybody knows this. They opened on Monday at 7:30. And I would give them a call at 414-771-2282. 771-2282. To have them come out, do an inspection and a sweep, you said 2 to 3 weeks, correct?
Yes, Carter? That's correct.
Two to 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. If you have major, major stuff going on, set that appointment now up for spring, and Josh and his group can come out and certainly fix what you have going. But you got to know exactly what it is. And now would be the time. Again, this week, October 6th through the 12th, Fire Prevention Week. And you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can. Way too many people don't understand the amount of fires, house fires, because people did not have their chimneys looked at on an annual or a semi-annual basis. Correct, Carter?
Oh, absolutely. You'd be surprised how many. I believe last year it was 25,000 chimney fires in the United States because the flues weren't properly taken care of.
It doesn't have to be just be a wood burning.
No. Chimney. No, oil burning chimneys. Too. We get a lot of people that burn heating oil for the home, which is a great product. That still needs to be swept out, and they do give you a chimney fire. You get too much buildup in there.
Man, a lot to think about. Again, royalchimney.com. And next weekend, 2 weekends from now, October 18th through the 20th, the NARI Milwaukee Home Remodeling Show. You can come out and meet over 100 remodeling and home improvement experts at this show. Come out on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, 12 to 8 on Friday, 10 to 8 on Saturday, and 10 to 5 on Sunday. If you're looking to do anything in spring and summer, now would be the time to go talk to these guys. And like Bingo said, have a list of questions. Do a little research on what you're going to have done, what you want to have done. Get your needs list and then your wants list. Those are two different lists.
Yep.
Make sure you're going to need to have the guys at Royal Chimney come out and do the inspection and do the chimney sweep, but you're going to want to do some other things and bring that list to that show October 18th, 19th, and 20th. Carter, it was nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
glad
nice
to
job,
be here.
Nice job today.
Thanks.
You got a future in radio, young man. Don't take my job, Carter.
No. Never.
Josh Faust, good to see you.
You too,
hey,
as always.
Bingo, thank you so much. Yeah. It's good to see you as well. Can you go to NARIMilwaukee.org to get all the information you need, get tickets for the show October 18th and 19th and 20th, and take a look at the Home Solution Stage. A lot of really good stuff going on throughout the day, throughout all of the days on that stage. Boys, have a good weekend.
Thanks a lot.
You too.
You bet. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.